With personal drones like quadricopters becoming cheaper and easier to buy, the debate over how to regulate them is heating up. Here in New Hampshire, a bill aimed at protecting privacy was drafted in the House late last year that would have put heavy restrictions on drone use. However, during public hearings for the bill, many organizations took issue with the proposed law's broad language, among them a vocal group of model airplane enthusiasts. We were interested in learning more about these old-school drone flyers, so we sent producer Zach Nugent to a hobby shop in Windham to speak with members of a local RC club, the New Hampshire Flying Tigers.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm Bill.
I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Nice to meet you.
My name's Bill Horton. I own this, the hobby shop. It's called ABC RC and Hobbies, and we sell all kinds of RC products. Let me get it so I can ring it up. A kid that I hung out with and myself saw somebody that had a model airplane that flew, and it fascinated us, and we sort of got together, and we had very little parental help. We figured everything out ourselves. I crashed several planes trying to teach myself, and then probably about 12 years ago, I wanted to go back in and learn to fly, so I joined a club and learned to fly.
Crashes are common. My name is Paul Lockwood. I live in Londonderry. When I was learning, in fact, my nickname was Lucky because I managed to crash three planes within about a three-week period while learning to fly.
The speed on that thing is almost 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
The flip answer for why I got into the hobby is probably that as I considered retirement, my wife said I better find a hobby or she'll kill me. Our club has members literally ranging in age from 11 to close to 90.
There with you. One watching this away and one watching this away. Because
and a young pilot
speed,
with good eyes.
At that speed, you can't judge where that thing is at. I can't. I mean, I'm 80 years old. I can't judge where I'm at.
My name is Bob Kilman. I live in Nashua. I started in this hobby in 1957. I've always, even as a really, really young kid, I've always loved aviation. I've been in it ever since. I like everything about the hobby. I like flying. I like building. I like the friendship that we have. I like helping people. I just like everything about it.
This is the latest rage, the quadcopters. And this is a small one. It comes with a camera.
Oh, wow, it's really small.
Controller, it's all self-contained, ready to fly.
And it comes with a camera, you said?
Yeah. See this little camera down there?
Oh, yeah.
My name's David Johnson. I'm from Methuen, Mass. I'm a member of the Hampshire Flying Tigers up in Derry. A few of us used to fly combat, RC combat. We use these planes called Gremlins. They're basically almost like a flying wing. And you put a ribbon on it. You put a 15-foot string and a 15-foot ribbon. Then you go up there and you try to cut the ribbons. You do it by points. You know, you get a point for a cut. But also, the person gets the point if two planes collide and they're both crashing. You try to keep yours up in the air because the last one to crash actually gets the point. So these things could be tumbling out of the air and these guys are still trying to control them and keep them up.
You can fly this right over somebody's house. That's a quad.
Our flying is having fun together. I've gone to the field some days and not even flown. I just sit up there and visit and enjoy the outdoors.
Sounds nice. I might have to come watch.
Yeah, you ought to come up to the field sometime. You're always welcome. Everybody's welcome. Just come up.
That piece was produced by Zach Nugent. Thanks to Paul Lockwood, Bob Kilman, Bill Horton, and David Johnson there, members of the New Hampshire Flying Tigers RC Club. And we continue our drone show with some breaking news from the UAV front. This week, TechCrunch reported that Mark Zuckerberg may be dipping his toe into the drone waters. Yes, apparently Facebook is in talks with Titan Aerospace, an aircraft design company that recently created the Solera 60, a solar-powered drone that can reach suborbital heights and fly for up to 5 years without landing. Basically, a much cheaper version of a satellite. So why is Facebook interested in spending $60 million to acquire Titan Aerospace? Well, TechCrunch reports that the drones would be used to provide internet access across the world in places where building ground infrastructure would be way too expensive. Now that sounds like the ultimate social network. Stay with us. Our drone show continues with more on how UAVs can be used for journalism. That's when word of mouth continues. Shoo the children with no shoes.